Welcome to the Daytime Confidential podcast, brought to you by DaytimeConfidential.com. This is our monthly Wubs episode, which means that we have Karen from Wubs.net with us. Welcome.
Hello, thank you.
Also with us, we have Belinda.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Did you survive Todd's outburst this last week on One Life to Live?
I think my eyeballs rolled so far back in my head I could watch my hair grow.
Well, I hope that none of our listeners' eyeballs roll into the back of their heads while listening to this podcast, but we will see. Karen, on your blog, in an email you sent to me, you were talking about One Life to Live this week. Todd Manning, wow. Of course, for those of you who have not had a chance to actually watch the episodes or who don't necessarily watch the show but keep in touch with it by listening to the podcast, Star Manning, Todd's daughter, either had sex or went to have sex with Cole, her longtime boyfriend, and Todd caught them and basically pummeled Cole, and then accused him of raping her. So, besides, what do you guys think of it?
Well, Star said that they did not actually get a chance to have sex. He caught them before that happened, so the kid just got his ass beat for nothing.
It was. Well, I emailed you, Luke, because I was stunned at the outburst in the foyer when Star and Todd finally came together. And you two are the ones that got me to watch One Life to Live again.
So it's good, isn't it?
Oh my gosh. I could not believe the acting in that scene. And it was so real. And Blair in the background, you know, Cassie DePava trying to come in and talking over each other. It didn't even feel scripted at that point. Which was just, it was just wonderful. I loved it. I loved it. And it brought out, all I could think of when Todd said, oh, she was raped, was how, that's how he views, his daughter can't make love. That's how he will view her. Somebody has to force themselves on her, like he did on Marty. That's all I could think of during that whole thing.
And that was the genius of those scenes, was the fact that it's his own psychosis and his own history that is causing him to be looking at it through that standpoint. It's almost as if, because of his past, he has blinders on and he can't see the reality of what's going on, so he's living in his own little world. I found it fascinating.
Yes, it was.
It was very intense and it was very riveting. Excellent writing, by the way. I mentioned your blog in my column this week when I commented on this, because you had Karen said how wonderful the writing was in the blog, and I wanted to acknowledge how good this writing was, but just say how it disturbed me to watch the beatdown.
Yeah, I know that was
that Todd gave Cole. It was a little disturbing.
Yeah.
Well, and it's a reminder that when it comes down to it, Todd is a violent man.
Right.
Yes. And because that's why he's having so much trouble.
He tried to beat up Langston's. The kid that was in the closet. I don't know that kid's name.
Marco. But he did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hounded him, too.
Now, isn't there a rumor going around, though, that they are actually going to sleep together, Colin?
Well, the rumor is she's going to get pregnant. So either See, and that's what I'm wondering, because it's like, is it possible that they did have sex, they're just lying about it?
Or is it a matter... I might be tempted to lie about it at this point.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I mean, and so what I'm wondering... Well, and that's what I'm sort of wondering is, it's like, is it possible that they did really have sex and that both of them are just denying it for each other's safety? Or is it something that now that they've been broken up, they're going to end up having sex in the future? Well, obviously they'll have sex in the future, but I mean in the near future. And that's how she gets pregnant. Because it would seem that if she doesn't get pregnant and they didn't have sex, then the spoilers would sort of be wrong.
Right, right. Yeah, and I don't get any for that, so I don't know.
But spoilers have not been all that, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but the spoilers have been a little unreliable during this last 6 month period.
Well, true. The writer's strike has had an
Yes.
impact on that. One thing that can't be isn't necessarily in doubt is the fact that Nelson Bronco at TV Guide Canada went and broke the word that Tuck Watkins is returning as David Vickers, which I am ecstatic for. Love
Me
him.
too. Me too.
Oh, me
Jumping up and
too.
down.
So, in honor of David Vickers' return, I posted on the blog, didn't have really any responses to it, but what is your favorite David Vickers moment, memory, or scene, or storyline?
Oh, wow. There's so many of them. I really like the one that he just did with Tommy. Remember when they were on the bed and he was trying to tell Tommy about life and
Oh, yeah.
when they were in the hotel room?
He
Oh,
was
yeah.
unexpectedly good with the
Yes.
kid.
Yes, he was really good with the kid. Yeah, there's just so many.
Do you have one, Belinda?
You know, I really don't. I missed a lot of David when he first came on the show. It was during that time I was living in Europe. And so I missed a
In
lot of
Paris?
classic. No, I lived in Ansbach, Germany for 4 years.
I was referring to Paris, Texas, but okay.
Oh.
Trying to slip one in there, but it didn't quite go how I planned.
Yeah, so I didn't really see a lot of the best stuff. I just think that he and Dorian were the most offbeat couple, and I rooted for them very strongly.
And see, I love them and I rooted for them. And when they broke them up a couple years back and he left, that was basically when I stopped watching One Life to
And
Live.
for Spencer, they broke him up. Spencer Truman broke him
Yeah.
up. What a lame thing to happen to our lovely, beautiful Dorian and David couple.
And since that time, though, I think my favorite David Vickers storyline, per se, was his last return last summer where he was living at Vicky's house. Because, in many respects, I think that his being roommates with Vicky was sort of the rebirth or the resurgence of Erica Slezak as Vicky. Because prior to that, she seemed to be sort of like pigeonholed and sort of aimless or pointless in where she the character was headed. But after that point, when he was sort of the foundation where she started thinking about things and what she's going to do with her life, and then Asa died, and then she went off to Paris. And since then, Vicky has been, it's like been a rebirth for the character. So for me, that whole portion was my favorite in terms of David Vickers.
It certainly brought a lot to the table because of, like you said, of propelling Vicky into the Paris, Texas story that's just been a favorite of mine ever since it started.
Well, the other big news about One Life to Live, of course, is the fact that Snoop is going to be performing on March 11th in conjunction with the release of his ninth album, Ego
They
Trippin'.
get everybody.
They do.
I'm not happy because I really wish that GH would get at least one.
Well,
Well,
they
but
don't
the
even have a venue for
I know.
a musician right now.
Well, but at the same time, One Life to Live has to do whatever it can to get publicity because it never gets any promotion. All My Children gets tons of promotion. General Hospital gets tons of promotion.
Yeah.
What does One Life to Live get? They're doing the best they can with these singers. It's like, if okay,
Yeah.
give them the singers if they can get them.
And
Now,
it's
how are they going to get
amazing.
him on? Are they going to have another Sweet 16 party? Are they going to? I'm just wondering. Or do they just play at the club, do you think?
I'm not sure. It's I don't have the details on that in front of me, but I would assume that it will be a club performance of some sort.
Okay.
Maybe when they
Yeah.
reopen, I think Ramsey has had Capricorn shut down.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
Or
Okay.
that may be in the spoilers. I might be spouting spoilers. But I the yeah, the Vegas properties have been shut down, the diner and the
And that
Capricorn.
happened on Friday.
Yes, the very end.
Switching over to All My Children, because we have so much to cover. The big news is, of course, that Ricky Paul Golden is joining All My Children as Jake Martin. Now, I know that Belinda hasn't watched All My Children in recent years, and I know that
Right.
Karen doesn't watch All My Children.
I watched the, I have in the past. I've seen very many
But you just don't currently, like in recent years.
Yeah, and I just started up again. But I have
Oh
seen
God,
quite a
I feel
few
sorry for you.
Me
of the
too.
Martins of the Joey Martin. I saw him when he went up to the attic and never came back and
Last time Jake Martin was around, he was paired with Greenlee. Now he's returning. My first thought, just because of the fact that I find the Martins to be highly sanctimonious, and it drives me nuts when the Martins are acting that way. And I mean, Tad's a killer, and Joe has done various things, and it's like Jamie did some really nasty things to JR, and it's like, oh yeah, the Martins are walking around like they're little, they don't smell, and yet they still behave this way. And so I find it interesting that they're bringing such a well-known actor in to play a minor character. And when we were discussing this on the blog, someone pointed out, is it possible that, like, you only bring a big-name actor in for this type of a character if someone's leaving? Person on the blog said, well, maybe Cameron Matheson's leaving. The moment they said that, I thought to myself, I don't think Cameron Matheson would be leaving, but there have been tons of rumors about Thorsten Kay possibly leaving. Ricky Paul Golden and Thorsten Kay's acting styles are very similar. It would seem to me that if they were to bring him in as Jake Martin, considering his history with Greenlee, that all of a sudden Ricky Paul Golden could possibly be, if those rumors would turn out to be true, the person who will fill the void should Thorsten Kay leave. What do you guys think?
Well, that's entirely possible. I mean, we hear so many rumors about Jacob Young might be leaving, you know, it is entirely possible.
And I don't know that either of you have ever watched anything with Ricky Paul Golden in it. Have either of you seen him in either Guiding Light or Another World or anything like that?
I haven't. I remember seeing him on some of the Soap Talk and the red carpet events.
Uh-huh.
And thinking that he had a very nice way about him.
Okay.
You know, the way he spoke and presented himself was very nice.
Well, it will be interesting to see what happens, because I can't say that Jake Martin was my favorite character in previous incarnations, but hey, it's Ricky Paul Golden. You got to give him a chance just because he's that good.
Exactly. They're bringing this name in. Maybe he's not going to be such a minor character in the future.
Well, and that's true. But it seems to me that All My Children continues to have an identity disorder, because some of the stuff is just freaking brilliant. Like,
yes.
Angie and Jesse is still really good. Tad's connection and involvement in that. Then you had this week Opal at Tad's house holding the baby, and then his uncle showed up. And the uncle, I mean, I realize that it's pulling on history. He looks evil, and everything that's happening, that whole part of the show is wonderful.
Excellent.
And then you look at the other half of the show.
Well, I have to say that I am intrigued by them stealing JR's kidney.
They didn't steal his kidney. I thought they stole his
bone marrow. Bone marrow. You know what? I've been making that mistake every time. Thank you for correcting me. It is his bone marrow they stole. I keep saying kidney, and I don't know why. But, you know, he's telling people, look, I didn't fall off the wagon. And no one believes him because of his history. And now he's sick. Obviously, this operation, he got some kind of illness from it. So I think that's very well done, too.
Oh, and I don't deny it. I mean, that's good. It's just, I guess maybe it's in part because the fact that the Chandler family is my favorite family on the show, and it's just really painful to watch Adam be sidelined and JR be stuck with this type of a storyline. Then you look at the stuff with Kendall and Ryan and Annie and Aiden and Greenlee.
I'm trying to ignore that.
It's so bad. It's like, here you have all these talented actors. You have Thorsten Kay, Alicia Minshew, you have Rebecca Budig, and you have all these talented actors in the storyline, and they're getting stuck with this.
I don't understand why they're trying so hard to force these couples into this other mode, you know, Zach and Greenlee and Aiden, and, you know, they're really pushing this hard.
And especially if it turns out that Thorsten Kay were to leave. Because if he's to leave, what's the point of pushing Greenlee and Zach together?
Unless they're going together. I mean, I don't know what kind of contract, you know, anyone has up there. You know, I don't pay attention to that side of the shows. So, I mean, unless they were going to go off together, but I don't know. It just, the whole musical beds thing doesn't make much sense, and it doesn't much endear me to the characters or the show.
Well, I have a question for you before we move to General Hospital, and sort of wrapping up all my children's side of things. What do you think of Colby and Frankie or Quentin's dynamic?
I thought that, you know, with the word that I used, you would just bleep out. So I didn't think that he was very nice to her at all. She was all excited about volunteering at the hospital, and she's such a fresh, energetic young character, and she was so proud of her volunteering, and he was just rude and nasty to her.
It's obvious he's got a chip on his shoulder, isn't it?
Yes.
You know that those two are destined for each other. I mean, if the way they're doing it.
I guess so, because he was hateful enough.
I mean, they might as well clobber you over the head with their intent, just from the simple fact that here she is, a spoiled rich girl in his opinion, and he's a hard-working guy, and he doesn't want to have anything to do with her, and now
and
they're being paired
together. And
he's belittling
her because she's volunteering. You know, oh, born with a silver spoon in your mouth, going to come out and get your hands dirty for a little while, yeah.
Exactly. He said, and I have to earn it. I just find it interesting. I hope that they do the storyline well, because I wasn't that impressed with her other previous romantic storylines. So let's hope this turns out.
And I missed those, so I've got nothing to
you
go on.
You didn't miss much. Let's put it that way. Because, I mean, well, her and Sean were perfectly fine, but then they brought in who apparently is now Samuel Woods' son, and she was paired with him. It didn't go over very well. But let's move on to General Hospital, because we will have to spend most of the time on that, because we have all the great spoilers from Karen.
Yes.
Karen, what can you tell us is coming down the pipe?
All right. I think you both know what happens to Carly. Am I right?
Loses
she
the baby?
Lines.
Oh.
Well, no. Actually, no. That doesn't happen. Not yet, that I know of anyways. But she flatlines, and she goes to heaven.
Oh, boy.
Did you,
is she
going to
sing?
That?
I had read it on Wubs.
Yes, and I'm stunned that they're going to do that after they just did the Luke story about him
going to
heaven and hell.
Maybe he can sing My Way again. I would listen to him sing My Way one more time.
she's going to be saved by Michael, supposedly, because she goes to the cannery to look for him. Let's see. I hear that Monica is going to go to rehab. I don't know if they're going to do a whole, you know, group thing like they
has
have been
really,
doing with the breast cancer and with the everything. Is she really what?
Is she really been acting that drunk lately?
No,
well,
but she's going to get caught.
Well, that's kind of shortchanging this whole story.
Mm. She's going to get caught with the hit and run.
Oh.
Yeah, because Liz is going to be coming up on charges and Luke is going to have the evidence. And that's, you know, Tracy wants to use that to blackmail her to get back in the Q mansion.
Right.
That's going to all come out, her drinking and everything. They are going to try Sam and Ian together. And Luke, you probably missed it last week, but that was very much foreshadowed in their scenes.
Yes,
together.
It was.
Yeah.
And people online are calling them Sin, S-I-N. I also, and I just want one more thing about Ian. I hope you noticed that I did put a picture up about Dr. Moreau. I put the Marlon Brando movie up, and isn't that what was in the box that Stan left behind, was the book, The Island of Dr. Moreau?
I missed it, was it? That would have been...
Yes, it was. And I was so happy because I did have that up a long time ago.
Now, rumors are that he's supposedly going to have some sort of connection to the Cassadines, right?
I heard that, and then I heard that wasn't true. So I didn't even touch that rumor. The only thing I did hear is that he's actually trying to use experimental drugs that aren't approved by the FDA on patients because he has this savior God complex. It's not really an evil, illicit drug running thing. It's more of a I can help you, but the drugs will obviously end up having really bad side effects.
Okay.
It's one of the reasons he wants Nicholas to take his drugs to use him as a guinea pig. Oh, the other big rumor I want to tell you, too. Have you heard who people think Olivia is?
Kate's daughter?
Yeah.
Please bear with me. I have not had a chance to catch up on all my General Hospital. Olivia is...
Oh, Well, Kate mumbled the name Olivia a couple times when she, after she was shot in the hospital. So rumor has it that it's her daughter.
Okay.
All right. She gave up for adoption. And it further goes on. The other rumors that are going around is that it's actually Nadine. Because Nadine has said several times about the loss in her life, and she was brought up by her aunt.
Right.
Because supposedly it's somebody on Canvas. And she fits the age range. So
just question about that then. Who's the father?
That's what we don't know yet. Is it Trevor? Is it...
Let's hope to God it's not Sonny, because it would really suck if Nicholas ended up being dating Sonny's sister and his daughter.
Now people have said it would have to be Sonny's. The big problem with that is
they said
that they did not sleep together ever, when they were in high school and stuff like that. So unless they're going to change history, which we know General Hospital does all the time, I'm thinking it's not his daughter, but I don't know.
Doesn't it make better sense that it would be Claudia? Now, she's way too old, but she's way too old to be Kate's daughter. I understand this, but as far as the dynamic of the show and everything that's going on, that would just be the cat's meow.
Well,
right
let's
there.
Talk
but
about
she's not.
Let's talk about Claudia for a minute, because haven't had a chance to have Karen on since Claudia's arrival, because it didn't work out last month. What do you think of her now that Sarah Brown's back?
Well, I love Sarah Brown, and I love her acting. First of all, it's really hard for me to separate the Claudia character from Carly. Really difficult. But when I can do that is when they do those stupid sex games that her and Sonny are playing all the time, when they held the guns on each other. And it was almost like you're waiting for the soft porn music to come up in the background.
Yeah. I hummed it myself. Chicka-bow, chicka-bow-wow.
I know.
Just to, give it a little flavor.
They're going so over the top with her character. That
Super sex Barbie is what
I don't know. Every single man she comes in contact with, obviously she has to proposition. And the thing between her and Sonny is just, I don't know, so blown out of proportion. I guess she's supposed to be his mirror image, right? Is that what you think that they're writing?
I think so. Yeah, she's supposed to be the female version of Sonny.
Yes.
But
I've never considered. Okay, but he's never been quite the tramp that they're portraying her as. I mean, sure, he sleeps with a lot of women, but it's not blatant like that.
Right. And it's never been so desperate. She's desperately clawing at these sexual relationships, and if they hadn't done the nymphomania with Dr. Lee on night shift, that's where I would think this is going.
They're not going to write a mob boss as someone who's needing psychiatric help. I mean, look how long that one was with Sonny lasted. It was basically done and over with in 5 episodes.
Yeah. Yes.
Well,
they're not as good as they used to be about bringing socially relevant issues to the forefront.
Right.
True.
But I really, there was a couple scenes that Sarah Brown did with Jason, and her and Steve Burton were amazing, way back when. And I swear that I started to hear Carly come through in some of her, in some of the dialogue. So it really has been hard for me to separate the two. Laura Wright's been doing a fantastic job with Michael gone and, her acting and everything, but I don't know. Do you two find it at all weird? Or no?
Yes.
I'm not.
I do, because it's like they're ignoring the fact that Michael's gone. Now, it's been 2 weeks that he's been gone for us, and I'm to understand it's only like 48 hours he's been gone on the show.
And Sonny talks about the Easter bonnet instead of finding Michael.
Yes.
Yeah, it was very strange. That whole thing, the editing's been all over the place.
And I think that part of that is the reason why we're still probably seeing episodes that have been recorded 2 weeks ago, just about the time when the strike ended, before any of that stuff could get cleaned up.
I hope so. Because if it isn't, then we're in trouble.
Oh.
Because it
Definitely.
Really was just chopped up, and it would
very
go from
choppy.
Scene to scene, and all of a sudden Alexis and Jerry are thrown in there for, like, I don't know, two scenes, and then you don't see them for the rest of the show. It's just
and it's
really
very
strange.
Unsettling the way they're going about all of this. It's been real herky-jerky and unsettling.
Yeah.
Well, what other spoilers do you have for us?
Supposedly, a new romance is coming for Spinelli. That was in one of the soap magazines, that they're looking for a new character to bring on for him.
Why would they just put him with Maxie?
They're so good together.
I know, and that's what a lot of people on the boards were saying, that perhaps, well, maybe a rival for Maxie, because maybe that'll make her fall for him if somebody else.
All I say is, it better be Serena Baldwin.
Yes,
that would be
that's
wonderful.
A big rumor, Luke. Yeah, that she's going to come back. Yeah, that's been around for a while, and that would be nice.
Now, I have a question. Speaking of the soap magazines, just because I have been so out of it this last week, on one of the magazine covers, they had something about Logan, and they sort of implied that he could be leaving or in trouble or whatever. Have you heard anything about Logan's status? Because it's obvious that they're going full steam ahead with Lulu and Johnny. So where does that leave Logan?
I know. I don't know. I know that he signed a contract, which doesn't mean a
not
whole
much.
Lot. But I have not heard that he's leaving. I was worried for a while that he was going to be in his coma for longer, but I think he wakes up next week. So I don't know.
I think that they could really do something with a Johnny, Logan, Maxie, Lulu quadrangle. If they were going to do it, I mean, if Maxie wanted Johnny and Logan wanted Lulu, they could, and then Maxie and Logan team up to do it. They could, if they wrote it better than the last time that they wrote it, they could really do right. something there.
I was just going to say, didn't we just go through that with
we did, but
Diego and Georgie and her wanting Dylan and
I'm holding out hope though that it's possible for them to write a quadrangle the way Days of Our Lives wrote Sammy, Carrie, Austin, and Lucas, because that was one of the best quadrangles that ever did, and it was hugely popular. I mean, when you do those type of things, if you do them right, they can. Mm-hmm. I mean, they can really help your ratings. But if you do them wrong, like they did the Logan and Lulu and Coop thing, it can just be terrible.
Well, it's just becoming quite the joke that everybody on Canvas wants Lulu.
Yes, you know? It is.
It's quite the, I'm sorry, the word just escaped me. It's not funny. Let's just put it like that.
I want to ask you, too, about something else that gets huge responses in my blogs about the character of Mariana.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, is she one of the worst things to come through in a long time? Oh, shit.
She's quite possibly the worst thing since the Brenda bots, like the string of them that came through.
Angel.
Brenda bots. Oh, that's... Oh. I just love to listen to you.
Well, first of all...
He kills me.
Her names are Boriana. What else do they call her? Boriana. Yana. And then I can't remember what they call her and Rick together, but it's just
Stana or Snorna.
Yes, I have never heard such hatred for people. Were actually cheering for Randy. Randy is her ex boss guy or whatever that
was
beating her up.
The guy at the
people were actually cheering that he was in town looking for her, and of course the rumors are that she and Rick get married to keep her in the country. And
doesn't she die?
Suppose it. Now the rumor was she died. Then the rumor was she didn't die. Now the rumor is she is going to die when she's pregnant. So I have no idea what.
Let's just get it over with.
I thought they were going to blow her up that like they did Lily, to kind of do the whole brother similarity in there. You know, he was going to try to run the docks on his own, and then just as he's getting his feet under him, she blows up like Lily did, and he ends up in the same boat Sonny's in.
Quick question about that, though, because I wasn't watching back in the day when Lily and Sonny were around, and so I don't really have a context of how their relationship was.
It was boring.
It seems to me that the Rick and Boriana relationship is something that is thrown together. It hasn't been around very long. Did Sonny and Lily at least have some development?
Yes.
So it wasn't like it was a thrown together thing like this is.
No. No, because yeah,
they got jealous of Brenda and Miguel.
Right. And she was on with when Ricky Martin was on. And they took a lot longer to develop than the 3 days that Rick and Mariana took up. A lot longer.
Yeah,
and she was part of the canvas, too. Because wasn't her father in organized crime? I mean, she was much more part of the canvas than. And I hope that nobody has a connection in Port Charles with her at all. Like, I hope that she's not somebody's kid or somebody's, you know, part of the Zakara group. I just hope that she leaves.
She's not a happy add-on, is she? I mean, I don't mind her, but I don't see a large spark. There's not much there for me to root for. This came out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. Poor Rick Hurst.
Looks like he's trying to
act his way out of a paper bag. Mm-hmm. It's like he's lost.
It's almost as if he's getting punished, and this is his punishment.
He finally gets a front burner story after how long, and
everybody hates it.
So, Belinda, what's going to be in your column this next week?
Well, I talk about what I like about the sweeps, and it's kind of surprising. I have some good things to say about all my children, oddly enough, because I've had a little trouble connecting with that, and you know how tired I am of Todd and his fits. But I love me some Langston, so that's pretty much what I've got in there. It's very upbeat. It's kind of freakishly cheerful for me.
Okay, now that is scary because I have known you a long time now, and for you to be freakishly cheerful.
Don't be alarmed, everybody. I'm sorry.
Yes. Anything about General Hospital in your column for people to tune in for?
Yeah, I discuss Dr. Ian and Sam. I'm kind of feeling that. And I thought that would be a big surprise because I very rarely jump right into a couple, you know, onto the bandwagon right off. I hold myself back with, especially with couples. I really enjoyed their setup when it was so obvious that where they're going with them.
Well, Karen, what can we expect from Wobbs in the coming week?
Well, I'll tell you what, I am not going to be sponsored by Campbell's. Anything like that. So you won't see any Campbell's soup in my column. I'm going to continue to blog every day. People can log onto the Wubsnet, click onto the blog, and I usually blog live every day at 3 o'clock, and I just write down what I'm seeing on the screen. And I've updated the spoilers and the rumors, and that's about it.
Okay. Well, it's been a pleasure as always. I always have a wonderful time visiting with you. I'm glad that you were able to join us once again this month. Now, of special note, we had the Save the Quartermain campaign, which ran during February. Went really well. We got a bunch of signatures, and we had some great submissions. Because of everything that took place last week with the server upgrades, I basically did not have a time to get my portion done in terms of helping to judge the submissions. So, we are going, next week's ABC episode will be the week when we announce who won the writing contest, and then we will try and set it up so that the following week, schedules permitting, of course, for the person who wins, that person can join us on the podcast to discuss the Quartermain family. And the judges on that episode next week will be Karen and Belinda and myself, and we will get to talk about the submissions, and we really look forward to visiting with them. So we apologize for the delay. Unfortunately, with everything going on, there's only so many things that I can do in 1 week. And I guess that's how it goes. But in the meantime,
submissions were wonderful.
Yes, they are. I've started working my way through them. Belinda's finished them. I know a couple of the other people on staff have already finished them. Karen will be getting them here shortly. And so we appreciate everybody who has submitted something because they were really good. We encourage you to send your emails to podcast@daytimeconfidential.com. Drop by the forums, forums.tvfanonline.com. And for the latest in daytime news, rumors, gossip, and more, be sure to visit daytimeconfidential.com. Until next time, we thank you for listening. As always, ladies, it's been a pleasure. So long.
Bye-bye.
Bye.